Alex Wojtaski reporting for FFA Today. I'm with Amelia Hayden. She has just been recognized as a finalist in agri-science. Amelia, before we get into this, tell me a little bit about your SAE and what you've been working on.
So my SAE started after I took an agriculture class my freshman year of high school and decided to do a research project based off of that animal sciences class, and started off with my freshman and sophomore years doing research in animal nutrition, and then kind of switching tracks once I got to be a junior in high school and starting to look in how we produce peanuts and if we could produce peanuts in a way that people with allergies could eat them without having an allergic reaction. So definitely my research has focused on looking at the food that people eat and how we can produce a better product.
We'll talk about this a little bit more, but let's backtrack to your moments in FFA. Tell me about some of the things you competed in and how that helped you get to where you are.
Yeah, so my favorite contest in FFA was the Parliamentary Procedure Leadership Development event, and so that really taught me teamwork skills. You know, so much of research is in a lab and solo work, but FFA really showed me the importance of working on a team and sharing your knowledge with other people, which definitely played into communicating about my research later on. And I was also able to serve as a state FFA officer in the state of Wisconsin as well for 2 years. So that's been a little bit about my FFA journey and the leadership and teamwork roles I've been able to play.
When was that moment for you when you decided shooting for a star in agri-science was what you wanted to do?
You know, I think every FFA member has that moment, right, where they're looking up on stage and saying, like, whoa, how did those people who are stars get to be where they are? But I think my biggest motivators were actually the older members in my FFA chapter that weren't necessarily stars, but they were really passionate about doing agri-science research. And I thought, man, wouldn't it be cool to be that excited about something? And I really learned from those older members about how to put together a research project, what having an agri-science SAE is all about, and also knowledge and skills that I then put to use as I applied for the Star Award.
Just in general, what does research mean to you?
Research, I think, is a way that connects the consumer to the producer, because a lot of times, like, we'll see these articles come out from science where it's like, this food is a superfood, or this thing is going to make you avoid cancer or diabetes. Like, there's all these magic formulas concerning food. And I think the research that goes into food and agriculture is really what connects our farmers in America to the consumers and what they're eating, and really can tell the full story of where our food is coming from and how sustainable it really is.
Yeah, food is so personable. So how do you relate that to FFA members who are here at convention?
So FFA members are really the future of agriculture. We hear that all the time, but it's so true, because they're going to be filling roles, whether it's doing agricultural journalism like you are, or agri-science like me, or business, or actually farming. There's so many different roles that every FFA member is going to play. And so by giving them opportunities to learn more about agriculture and where their food comes from, they'll play a stronger role once they get into colleges and careers later in life.
Let's talk about you specifically. Tell me about a moment when you just hit rock bottom, when you struggled.
I would definitely say that happened with my sophomore year research project. I am a big procrastinator in life sometimes, and that procrastination caught up to me when it was a week before the competition, and I had not put together a project yet. And it really tested how I worked with other students, how I worked with my advisor, and showing dedication and putting in then a lot of hours in the last week before that project was due to really put together a product that was still good and a research project that still mattered. Because to me, it's super important not to just like, oh, I put this together for an award or to do a competition, but that it actually meant something and was valuable research.
So on the flip side, we've seen you be incredibly successful. When would you say was the moment that you just had your highest success? Or has it come yet?
You know, I have been able to compete in Agri-Science Fair a lot through FFA and really was successful in that. But I think the biggest thing was that after competing in Agri-Science Fairs and having that knowledge, I was able to help out younger students put together their projects. And so for me, the coolest part is going to see other students that are being successful in Agri-Science Fair, cheering on the people from Wisconsin that I've helped prepare, cheering on the people from my chapter, and really seeing them succeed in Agri-Science too has been a really big accomplishment for me.
Absolutely. A lot of people are seeing you up on stage. Tell us how they get there.
I'd say the biggest thing is to go one step at a time. You know, you don't have to start off seventh grade, freshman year, saying, I want to be a STAR finalist, I think you just slowly build up your supervised agricultural experience, take it one semester at a time, and constantly look for ways that your SAE can help other people out too. Because I really think the biggest growth I experienced was when I was helping other people with my research. And so if you're focusing on that, helping others, by the time you look up and around at where you're at, you're going to be miles ahead of the curve because you were busy helping other people out along the way.
Amelia, all things considered, you're really just getting started. So what's next for you?
Yeah, so I'm currently majoring in microbiology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and I'm hoping to do agriscience research for a career, actually. So my experiences in FFA and with my SAE really directly led to my career and gave me the skills that I'm using.
As we round out this conversation, is there anything else you wanted to add?
I would just say that every FFA member should try as many opportunities as they can, because FFA is providing so many skills for your careers and concrete skills for leadership and team and communication-based activities that by the time you leave FFA, you'll be really, really well prepared if you take advantage of all of those different opportunities.
Great advice from Amelia Hayden. She has been recognized as a finalist in AgriScience. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Alex Wojcicki.